Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 81, Light for Life, verses 8 to 10.
Hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me. There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
Hallelujah. I just so love this. What I see here this morning, he says, hear, O my people, and so that I can admonish you, I can encourage you, I can enlighten you. And then if you would but listen to me, so we've got to hear and we've got to listen. You hears my word, and you does it. When you have listened, you do it. And then he says, there shall be no foreign god among you. I love this picture. You know, if any deception or has taken hold of you, it's simply because you haven't heard and you haven't listened to the Lord. When you don't make place for God, then the deceiver, he just moves in. He's not someone that you need. You don't have to invite him to let him in. He's just there. But when you invite the Lord, you draw close to the Lord. That's why the word says so clearly, morning by morning he wakens your ear. So if you know that and you draw close, say, thank you, Lord. Good morning. Here we are again. Thank you for a new day ahead. We're looking forward to your plans, to the doors that you open up this unique, special day for us. And then you draw close and then you listen. Then the God of all good things, all mercy and comfort, all goodness and mercy that will follow you all the days of your life will be there. I like that. It's just thinking about that now again, just came out now. Goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life. So this day, goodness and mercy will be there with you. And that's the beauty. There's no place in for darkness. And then you leave here, and then you're not a man that's forgetful. You've looked in, you've heard, and you're not like a man that forgets. You've seen yourself. God has shown you what you need to know, and then you go out walking conscious of him. Then you see goodness and mercy follows you. Isn't that beautiful? And you are right here at the end, and he's just going to just share something beautiful here. He says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
Yeah, we shouldn't open our mouths like little mousses, but like the pelican, we must pray to the Lord to enlarge our reception tanks. He's got so much more than we can expect or think about. So yeah, we limit God by just opening our mouths a little bit. So open your mouth wide so that he can fill it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the day ahead, Lord. Thank you that you open up the goodness of heaven to us, Lord, for this day, the good works that have been laid out for us for this day, Father God, the goodness and mercy that will follow us every day. But we thank you for the goodness and mercy that follows us this day. So we open wide our mouths to hear what you want us to hear, so that we can have you with us, experience you as a living God, which you truly are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.